So we are up to the, I want to do the Yerushalmi, it's the last thing on the previous topic, and then we'll go on to the continuation of the Gemara. The Yerushalmi is, the reason I'm looking through places, the Yerushalmi here is, and our halacha is excerpted. Now, unlike the Bavli, often you might have the two sugyos. If a sugya deals, belongs to two places, for example, the one that we just did in Bikias, v'hi titein, v'hlasha titein. So that appears in Kiddushin, and it appears in Gittin. And the Gemara here will fix them, meaning it will tailor them each for each sugya. The Yerushalmi is often a hastier editing process. It sometimes shows that, where they will not have changed Taman, Taninan, and Hasam, and Hacha. Right? In other words, it's just one sugya is copied into the other. And clearly what you have here, obviously, is a sugya copied. Which sugya is copied from which? Shimmy?
The one on our Gemara was copied from the other.
Correct. And you say that because?
Because of the Hatam and Hacha. That's one of the statutes of word because the Aramaic.
Okay, well, there's even another, without that even, I didn't even pay attention. I wasn't paying that much attention.
It starts with, by quoting that, and then we put that thing later.
Clearly, as the Pinyin Moshe points out, the sugya we have here is just a piece of the bigger sugya. They didn't comprise this piece here and then decide to expand it in the third parak. Not likely. Instead, you have the piece in the third parak, which is the Ikar place. That's really the primary discussion, is because it's really a discussion about what? What is the primary focus of that Yerushalmi?
Brera.
Okay, but Brera is getting to what? Lishma. And that belongs to the opening Mishnah of the third parak. Here it's just Derech Agah because this Mishnah was used as an attempted raya in the sugya, so that's why it's quoted. So it doesn't really matter, which because we're reading, we're only interested anyway as it's used in this part. So the other reason to look at the earlier one is because there you have the Karban Eidos commentary where he, I didn't notice, does he actually amend the text here also? Yeah, he does amend the text here as well. So I guess that you don't really need it. But he amends the text because the Mefarshei Yerushalmi amend the text a lot. They often amend the text to try to make it look like the Bavli, or cohere with the Bavli. Then this particular case, my preference, by the way, these two commentaries where they both exist, I like the Pnei Moshe much better than the Karban Eidos. That's what I find that to be more. I find it to be they both will amend. Sometimes there are obvious emendations in the Yerushalmi, but I find the Pnei Moshe more faithful to the text, and a little bit less of shoehorning the Bavli into the Yerushalmi. So let's read the Yerushalmi. John, let's give you a shot. Baptism by fire. Okay. So now the Yerushalmi says. Okay, so the Yerushalmi doesn't have any of the question words. Now, you know it's a question because it says, ba'a kome. What is the word kome, by the way? What? Correct, yes. It's just that's the Yerushalmi's typical form of the word. So he asked the Rabbi, another way, it's, and the Yerushalmi would say, ba'a mine, me. So he asked Rabbi Yosei, just as we say, one would say, because the Mishnah says it, get echad is pasul with two wives. So similarly, are shnei gitim psulim b'shnei nashim? So what is that? He was asking him a question. He responds, Amar lei. All right, so that is, I believe, edited in this text that Ephraim has presented. What is this text, Ephraim? It's probably a good text, or is a better text than Yerushalmi, because you copied it. Okay, the Ozechadr edition that appears in the art school. So this is amended on the basis of the Pnei Moshe because there is actually a different word here in the original, but I don't remember what it is because now I'm not looking at my regular Yerushalmi. So he says yes. So Amar Lei. So stop. That's the question. So the real question is, because he's going to answer and explain why they're different. The real question is, what did he ask him? And you can only sort of figure out what he asked him based upon what the answer is. So the answer is, what is that word? You know what that word is? No, Taman, Shimi? Yoni? Taman. There, Sham. Yeah, but it's the Hebrew Sham. And there's the Targum of Sham, or is Taman. So, yeah, and it's the Tafshin, that's what you expect. So Taman is, you're correct, Tasam, and you can tell that because of Baram Hacha. Okay, so Taman. Tarovasi Shagarma, semicolon. Baram, however. So that line actually shouldn't be here, because that line really belongs to the Sagirli. That's the question of, well, why not say Breira? And then the Ushami is going to say, okay, talk about Breira. And that in itself shows you that this was a copyist thing, probably. I mean, this could have been when it comes to manuscripts, do you know how many manuscripts we have of the Ushami, Shimi? Primarily. One, which is a big problem. Because, you know, there's no Yushalmi on the last 7 Prakim of Nidan, there's no Yushalmi on the last 3 Prakim of Shabbos, and there's no Yushalmi in the last Perakim Akos. Now, it must have been funny, because the editors must have gotten tired when they got to the end of those Masechta, so they kind of just gave up. Although, that's a harder adjustment. I'm joking. I'm kind of cheek I'm about to explain. In Makos, you know, 2 Prakim, they got tired. Shabbos, I understand you've done 21 Prakim. Well, the explanation, obviously, is that we only have primarily one manuscript of the Yushalmi, and it's missing those Prakim. There is a famous... was there a Yushalmi on Kachim? Well, probably not. But there is a Yushalmi on Kachim because it's probably the greatest and most famous forgery in Jewish history. In the 19th century. Who published it? Friedlander? Was he the one? He probably wrote the Yushalmi. which, by the way, I just have to say, it shows you lo kedoras harishonim hadoras achronim. Doras achronim spend their time on TikTok and Facebook and other narishkei. Doras harishonim, when they had nothing to do, they forged Yushalmis. That's godless. So anyway, so there, we assume there was no Yushalmi in Kachim. There was a Yushalmi on the missing parts. We just don't have it because all we have is Ksav Yad Leiden. So, you know, it could be a copyist thing, but I doubt it. It looks like an editor's thing where they copied a little too much from the earlier sugya, so they finished in the middle of a thought, right? They raised the question, that's the question, why not say Breira? Right? And then the Yushalmi is going to go on in the third paragraph. In the meantime, for our purposes, what was the question that the Yushalmi asked? Fine. What was the question he was asking? What's the scenario? His answer tells you, his answer by telling you in this case that these getting were both good, but then they got mixed up. So what was the example? He said to him, the question that was asked is, one get for 2 women, deciding who you're going to give it to is no good. What about 2 gittin for 2 women? Now, that's not the case of our Mishnah. Clearly, from the answer, it's not the case of our Mishnah that you wrote, this get the Shema of this man and this woman. This get the Shema of this man and this woman. The 2 got mixed up. You don't know which is which, so you give both to both. He's saying that this case is different than the case you were asking me. The case you were asking me is worse. So what was it? There's more than one possibility. But, Jimmy?
I think there's a case where one guy has 2 wives and he's getting 2 gets green, each of which could be used for either wife.
That is one way of saying it. Another, I think very similar to that would be to say... What is that? He asked the sofer to write a get for each of his wives. Remember the guy who's got a fetish for wives who are named, you know, whatever name we used, you know, Rachaleah. What? Chayamushka Rachaleah. What'd you say?
Ernest.
Yeah. No, that his wives. That's not their names. If you want better, I would say their names were Shirley, but you have to get the reference. It's before your time. You're supposed to say to me, Shirley. You must be kidding. Never mind.
No, I've watched Airplane and can't remember the quote.
Ah, yes. Yes, it goes, surely you must be kidding. I'm not, and stop calling me Shirley. Okay, so he's got a thing for wives whose names are Shirley. And so he says to the sofer, please write me a gift from each of my wives. And the sofer, and you could see this happen, the sofer doesn't know, like, okay, he's going to market Shirley 1 and Shirley 2. He doesn't really know. So he says, okay, he's got 2 wives, all right, 2 gittin. Let's say that Yankel Beryl wants to divorce Shirley. And so he's writing 2 gittin for 2 wives, but it's not, and clearly at the outset, 1 get is for each of the wives. So it's one thing to say that you have 1 get for two women. Clearly, it can't be for both, and the sofer is just, it's a chamar gamel. It's like a hybrid. It's an either. But maybe two for two, even if the sofer doesn't really know exactly which. Maybe two for two is okay, even if the sofer, it's not mavura. Because you know that one will go to each of them. It's not like one that will only go to one of them, and you just don't know which one yet. So his answer was, no, it's the same problem. So he said, then he asked him, okay, well, how's it different than the Mishnah? They answered, our Mishnah, the Gittin were written l'shma for each wife, and then it got mixed up afterwards. Whereas here, it's not really written, it's not written clearly l'shma of a particular wife at the outset. That's, I think, what the Yushalmi is. That I think that's what the question of the Yushalmi was. There is another possibility, which I doubt it, but it's based upon, I want to make an analogy to a very famous and important sugya in Kiddushin in the second parak. You know that there are six cases we paskin like Abayi, Yal Kagan. So you know what the kuf is? Kiddushin Shalonim Sur Leviyah. What's Kiddushin Shalonim Sur Leviyah? So there are two possibilities, two possible scenarios of things that people in Beis Medrash think to make up for interesting Kiddushin scenarios, although they may not have been as remote as they would be now. A man goes to two women who are sisters and says, the man goes to two women who are not related and says, I want to be Mekadosh both of you. He sends the Shalech to Mekadosh both of them. He gives them two prutos. That's great. They both married him. What if the two of them were sisters? And the Shalech gives the Kiddushin to each of them at the same time. You know, let's say they have a shulech for Kabbalah Sakidushin, so he's in a Kabbalah at all at the same time. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, there's no safek here. Kosha eino bezeh acharzeh, eino bebasachas. If you can't do them consecutively, then if you do them at the same time, it has no impact. Okay. Now you might think that you'd say, of course, but if you think about it, even though there are cases that ein is sechal alisser, bebasachas, pretty much everybody agrees it's sechal alisser. And you might have thought, I know I'm going to marry two sisters. Normally, Kiddush and Tosaf. I'll marry them both at the same time. The Gemara's not actually discussing that. It's discussing whether there's even a suffix. Kiddush and the answer is Abai and Rav agree there's not. The question is, what if you're a Mekadesh woman, and at the time you're Mekadesh one of the two sisters, nobody knew which one, and as you don't know which one you're being Mekadesh. Let's say they both express their assent, and somehow, I forget what the case is the Gemara has, but let's say, you know, you agree to Mekadesh one of the two sisters, whoever, you know, gets to the finish line first, whatever the finish line is. And they both run for the finish line. Maybe it's each one has his own finish line, and we don't know who finished first. But we know that one of them did finish first. Somehow we know that one of them didn't finish first. So what's the din? So that's the machlokas Abai and Rava. If the Kiddushin from the outset, we did not know that who he cannot be with, it's the Sveik of the Reis, the Sveik of Kinarayos. So then, do we say that the Kiddushin are invalid? Do we say that no, the Kiddushin are valid? We just don't know which one. So a Rava is a makel. I think Rava says Kiddushin Shalim Sulviyah are not Kiddushin. Abai says no, Kiddushin Sulviyah are Kiddushin. It's a suffix, and therefore he's going to have to Megarish both of them. So the possibility that I'm going to suggest to you might be here is that what if when the Sofer wrote both Gittin, it wasn't, let's say before the Baal had any receipt of it, before it ever reached the hands of the Baal, it already was mixed up. It wasn't that each husband got their get, they were going to give it to their wives and it was a sarvah. But before it even reached the yad of the Baal, it already was not known which get was for which woman. So it's possible, following the Rava model, Kiddushin Shalim Sur Leviyah, that even though you could sort of override this suffix by giving both Gittin, perhaps if it wasn't known when it was first handed over to the husbands, it couldn't be handed over to them. Maybe that's kind of the equivalent. It's a get shalom nimsa lekrisos. Now, it's not exactly from the get-go, because presumably, if it's not the first way we explain the question, which is the more likely way, I'll admit, then the sofer knew when he was writing it. Although, you know, I mean, let's say the sofer, you know, they each called the sofer on the telephone and asked the right to get. And my wife's name is this, and your name is this. Okay, so I'm writing it for this guy, this get, that guy, that guy. But he has no idea who they are. I mean, I don't know. So I'm kind of wondering whether Yushalmi's question was, in other words, here they say that the tarovis is garma. What earlier, I'm looking for an earlier stage where it's not the tarovis that causes the confusion, but it's something more fundamental. So I'm inclined to go with, I think Shimi said it, which is they told the sofer to write, he asked the sofer to write two gittin for his two wives, who both have the name Shirley, and that's done. And the sofer doesn't know which one is which. And therefore, the Yushalmi says, even by two gittin and two wives, there's no braver. not just by one get and two wives. By one get and two wives, you understand that get could not be roi for both of them. Two get and two wives, the two getting could be roi for two wives. You guess one to one and one to the other, fine? No, I think it's a din. I think it's more like a din of the chafta. Because the get is puzzle. Right? In the bray, regular bray, either way. Now, it doesn't make a difference whether Shimi suggested or my, which again, I think that's the more likely explanation. It's a chisaron in the get. The get is no good. The get wasn't written lishma. Okay, so that's the Yerushalmi. All right, any questions about that? If not, we can move on. And thank you. And okay, Shimi, it's your turn. So read the second half of the Mishnah.
On page 11 of the days.
Okay, a couple of notes about this. Number one, you notice that the Mishnah says Ish ploni megarish plonis uploni plonis. It doesn't say uploni megarish plonis the second time around. Just note that in the Yerushalmi, the claim is made that even Rabbi Yochanan, who more easily sees it possible to make a let me step back for a second. What's the din? Shimi? Kulan? Okay, now what is the concern that we're afraid about that might make it, they might not be kosher? What would the concern of our Mishnah be? There actually are two concerns, but the Mishnah doesn't seem to be concerned about one of them. It seems to be concerned about the other. Yeah?
That originally the get was only for the second pair, but then somebody added the first pair on top?
No. Yoni? Brian? No, that's the one that the Mishnah, I think, is not concerned about. Shimi, you may have been saying, but the Adim, you have to know whether the Adim are signed on it. It's not that somebody added it later. It's that you have multiple Gittin, the Adim sign, you know, on this thing, and maybe they're only signed, maybe there are five different things here, and they're only signed on one, on the last one. How do you know that the Adim are affirming? We generally assume that the Adim has to be next to the Ksav. Upcoming Mishnayos are going to say that if you write the Adim on the side, you write the Adim on the top, if you write the Adim upside down, feet of the letters facing the feet of the letters of the Shtar, you don't know that the Adim are in fact affirming what was found in the Shtar. So if you have five consecutive getting written, how do you know that the Adim signed on the bottom are signed on everything in the Shtar? So if everything is somehow regarded as one statement, then we understand the Adim are on the bottom. But as the Mishnah is going to say in the second half, that if you do it in such a way where it's broken up, the five Gittin, Esha Adim Nikran Imo is Kasha, which obviously means the last one. The Mishnah didn't say the last one because it's trying to make the point to you that it's Esha Adim Nikran Imo. The reason why the last one is good and only the last one is good is because that's the only one that's clear that the Adim are affirming. But the rest of the Shtar, we don't know if they're affirming. Now, what the Yerushalmi happens to say, the Bava doesn't talk about this at all. It's going to talk about Havamachlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what is considered klal and what is considered tofes l'chol echad v'echad. The Yerushalmi claims that even for Rabbi Yochanan, who more easily makes a klal, you've got a more separate, both the Bava and Yerushalmi, there are differences. That both the Bava and Yerushalmi have Rabbi Yochanan being more expansive in what he still considers a klal. So the Yerushalmi says that even for Rabbi Yochanan, if you say ploni megarish plonis, uploni megarish plonis, that breaks it up. You have to say ploni megarish plonis, uploni plonis, uploni plonis. When the verb megarish is distributive, then it's all one get, really. Now, Ephraim's pointing to the other problem that the Babli is going to raise that the Yerushalmi seems to ignore, which is that v'chasav lo, the Babli has this drasha, and it appears in a couple of the places in Shas, I think. The chasav law is that it has to be that law v'lo l'chaverta, that you can't have two women divorced with one get. So we're going to have to talk about that. I hope we'll get to that today. Talk about that a little bit. But the Mishnah doesn't seem to be really concerned about that issue. The Mishnah really seems to be concerned about making all these getting into one so that the Edom are signed on all of them versus not. Two other observations about the Mishnah. Number one, what happens if you have this get with the Edom signed on the bottom and you give it to the each woman in front of Edom Mesira? What do you think?
I didn't think it would make a difference.
Why not?
Wait, can you repeat the get?
You have a get, that's right. Five, tofes l'cholachad b'yachad. The Mishnah says, esho edim nikrum imo is kosher. What if you hand this over in front of Edim Mesira?
Then it should probably work.
According to Rabbi Laza.
According to Rabbi Laza, because it's not relying on the Edim Mesira.
Correct. Well, what about Mesiris Mitocho?
I think this would be considered recognizable.
Correct. That's what the Rambam. The Rambam assumes throughout, like all these things, he says it's only for no Edim Mesira. Now, you might ask the question that Rav does. Well, then why does the Mishnah say it's Esh Edim Nikumim Kasher? It's Kasher for them. Just use Edim Mesira. So the Rav says because Lachatchila you have to have proper Edim Chasim as well because of Tikkun Olam. Okay, but the Rambam throughout just says if you have Edim Mesira, it's not a problem. It's Kasher. Now, the second thing, which is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ritva, and I am surprised at the Rambam's position, but you don't know this is a problem until you get to the Gemara. But let me ask the following question. Shimi, did you read the last line of the Mishnah? Tofes, kos, hayakosev. Okay, so what is it, how do you read the Mishnah? Hayakosev, Tofes l'cholachad be'achad. How would you read that? What does it mean? Yeah. You would say, you know, Ploni megarish plonis and said to his wife, you know, dein di evi lichim and I get pitur and say pitur chenigarish shivukin, you know, l'mahoch l'misnas l'chog v'ardi tisvayin, etc. and so on. And Ploni plonis and said to her, etc. That's what Tofes l'cholachad be'achad would mean. Now, the having tofes l'cholachad v'yachad, based upon the two issues that I raised, makes one problem worse and one problem better. What problem does it make worse?
The Edom,
because now it looks like these really are five separate gittin. So how do you know the Edom are actually signed on all five? What does it make better? Which problem does it make much better? Lo v'lo l'chaverta. So the Rambam writes, if some of you might have it in the back of your Uzva Hadar. And Rambam writes, I think it's Perek Dalad, Bez or Dalad, but I'll see where it is on the page. Hold on. It's the Perek Dalet. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Ches Chamish Shekasvu Ger Echad L'Chamish Nishosehim Im Ksavua Bechlal Kegon Shekasvu Bekach B'Shabbes Girish Ploni L'Plonis or Ploni L'Plonis V'chein Omar Kol Chad Mehen L'Ishto Lichi Di Tevyan V'chol Tofes Haget Ushne Edim Chos Mumata Reza Get Kosher V'Inasin Chol Achz Mehen Be'edei Mesira. And then, v'b'ein sham edei Mesira klal kol mi shetetze migilah zo mitachas yad ha-migureshes. If there's no edei Mesira, it's not that the get isn't kosher, it's kosher for any of the women, but the only problem is, how do you know that a woman was given the get if you don't have edei Mesira? How do you know that the woman, that the gerush should happen if there's no edei Mesira? Because the woman's holding the get. Well, the catch is only one of the five women can be holding the get. But the point is, any of the five women holding the get would be kosher, as long as the Edom are signed on it. But the Rambam says that the boilerplate is written once is sufficient. The Ritva says it has to be written for each of them. The Gemara, ironically, not, the Yushalmi may have something else, but the Bavli seems to ignore the Tofes part in the sense of Tofes, the full boilerplate language, and instead it just talks about how you make the get one, how you make the get separate ones. In light of the, we'll read the Bavli. We'll read the Bavli. We'll only read the Bavli on this. Okay. So now, Let's go to the Gemara. Hechi dami, two lines from the bottom. Right. So the Gemara wants to know, when is it one get? When is it, in which case the Edom are signed on all the getin, all the, for the five women? And when is it multiple getin and only the one that the Edom are nikrim imo? Okay. Go ahead. So the Rabbi Yochanan understands that if you write only one Zman at the beginning of the get, and then you might write Be'echad B'Shabbos, you know, Yom Chafav Adar, Yom Chafav L'Chodesh Adar, Shnas Tuf Shin Pei Gimel L'Minyan Sh'anu Manu Kan, the Washington Heights, New York, Eich She Ploni Gireish Plonis Uploni Plonis Uploni Plonis. And I don't know where you put the tophis in, but you might have a tophis according to the Ritva for each of them, which is the Chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan says if you only put one Zman in the get, it's fine. But if you said, Shaploni Girish Plonis, and then, Ubis, and not just, and then you said, Ploni Girish Plonis, Amar La, etc. And Ubiyom, and the Gemara is going to say eventually it all has to be the same day. They all get to have to take place in the same day, otherwise, it's going to, one, they're, most of them are going to be possible because it would get Muktam. So it has to, it's going to repeat the date, but it repeats the same date. And the echad echad b'shabes shnas, you know, a yom chafav, yom esem reshisha lachodesh adar shnas, etc. Ploni girish plonis ramalot, ta ta ta. So Rabbi Yochanan says if you add the date in for each one, then that makes them separate gittin. If you only use one date at the beginning, zman echad lechulam zel klaus, zman lechal echav echad zel tofes. I will admit that the Ritva Shita is a little bit difficult, even though it seems to be intuitive based upon the later part of the Gemara. You're telling me for Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay to have the full tophis for each one of them, as long as you don't put a date in. Now, the answer might be, yeah. The whole point for Rabbi Yochanan is by putting one date at the beginning only, you are indicating that this is all one thing. And the reason why you have a tophis l'chacha be'echad is because law v'lo l'chaverta. Of course, you could ask, well, why don't you need Zman for each of them? Well, the answer is, Zman's only drabbanan. So. Fine. Reish Lakish says, even if you use just one Zman, and you just said, again, Ploni Girish Plonis, or Ploni Plonis, that would also be no good. Elahechi Dami Klau.
Elahechi Dami Klau. Dichtiv Anu Ploni 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 Girashu Shateni Ploni Ploni.
Which could, of course, get a little funny, because it really would be, it would be Anachnu Ploni 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 Girashu Nishoseinu Plonis 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 Plonis. I hope that they know, you know, this is going to be a famous question, you know, is it A-B, A-B or is it A-B-B-A? You know, whose wife is whom? Okay, so in this case, I certainly hope that they don't have this wives with the same names and they don't have the same names. That would be truly confusing. I don't know. Maybe it should. It's just, you know, could be that it's fine. Well, yes, except that, in other words, how do you know that he was divorcing his wife?
Yeah,
if it's A, B, C, D, E, and then you list them in another order, maybe he wasn't writing a get to his wife. That's the whole point. But people try sometimes. I don't know. In other words, the question is, do we have the luxury or the liberty of interpreting the Shtar?
The Bible seems to assume that we can, that
No, Adarabba. We saw in Baba Basra, the Tosas quoted, we're afraid of that. Shnei Yosef ben Shemin said, Domi Arachas, that can only be Gashin Seven. Yeah, we are afraid someone's going to pull that shtick. So, yes, I do wonder about it. We don't paskin like Reish Lakish. The question would be, there is actually a machlokas that we've shown him. What if you did, let's say you did it the way we wanted it, A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, D, E. So there are no questions about that. Would that possible to get or not, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Would it make it get, what you'll see, did you get further in the Gemara?
Yeah.
The Gemara is going to say for Reish Lakish, how can this be good? It's love of Lala Chaverta. The Gemara will say, oh, after you said, Ploni, 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 Megarish, Mishra, saying Ploni, 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 then you say, Ploni, Megarish, Ploni, Ploni, Megarish, Ploni. So that makes it Prat too. The question is, if you have Klau and Prat, does the klal invalidate the get for Rabbi Yochanan to make it lava lava chaverta? That's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. Yes, if I. Wait, I'm a little confused here. Why is this about Lishma? It's not about Lishma, I think, right? It's about whether or not the Edom signed on the get. The point is there's no Edom Mesira here. So it only works with Edi Hasima. So if the Edi Hasima are Edi Hasima and all the Gittin, then whichever woman is holding the get is the one who has the Cheskas Megureshes. If it only works, if the Edom are only signed, in effect, on the last get, then only if that woman is holding it is it good on the basis of Edi Hasima. Any other women aren't so good because there are no Edi Hasima and you don't have Edi Mesira. Okay?
The question of
Lava Lola Haverta. Lava Lola Haverta, yeah. Ah, you mean that. Is that only... You mean that... you're saying according to Rabbi Meir... One second... That's a good question. Because I love and Allah Haverta. If the drasha is so, you're asking is that only Rabbi Lazar? Because according to Rabbi Meir, the question was you're saying. Well, excuse me, you're playing the opposite side of our discussion every Seder. The Rishon asked a question. I thought it was a great question. I mean, he gives a good answer, too. Ephraim thought that his answer was obvious because he said his answer. And now he's doing Chazara. I don't mean reviewing it. I mean, he's backing out. Right? He just backed out of it. Now you see that the Rishon's question was not a question. He asked, according to Rabbi Meir, how could this possibly be? How could it be good? You need chasim elishma. Which one are they signed on? His teretz says, no. You could when they sign at the bottom, they intend to be signing for all five kitten. That's called lishma for each one. Tzarech yishuv hadavar. So when the Gemara asks for chasav lal, you're asking now chasav lal lachaverta. This question is really on the ksiva, not on the chasima. Certainly, maskanas haritva, and maskanas the gemara. It's clear if it's Rabbi Meir, which the gemara assumed that the reisha was. Right, the first part of the mission was definitely Rabbi Meir. And even for Rabbi Elazar, by the way, even for Rabbi Elazar, I have to agree also. Even for Rabbi Elazar, assuming like the Rish, that apay di misir karti. So for Rabbi Elazar, you also have to say the chasima is going on all five. Even the Edi Hasim are going on all five. I think for Rabbi Lazar, I'm not mistaken, we never really discussed this explicitly. For the Rif, if you're relying upon Edi Hasima, and there are no Edi Mesira, does the Edi Hasim have to be Lishma? What's that? And it sounds like you would need Edi Hasima Lishma. If you're relying upon the Edi Hasima alone, the chasima has to be the shema, which it's interesting, you could challenge that. The Ramban did say that in passing the Muhammad, but he was saying, because you don't want to say the chasima, assuming that something has to be the shema, you can't be toled on something that isn't always there. But assuming there were no Edi Mesira, it sounded like, I thought, according to the Ramban, the chasima would have to be the shema, not just Rabbi Meir. But there's no requirement of Nesina Lashma. Meaning, if it's Edi Mesira, you don't need to see in Lashma, you just have to witness the giving of the get. So, if it's, again, So it seems that the v'chasav lo v'lo chaverta is focused not on the chasimas, because it only is one chasima. It's focused on, it seems to focus on the ksivas aget, which would be shalom, not Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir, unless you have to split the drasha, so it's Rabbi Meir v'chasav lo. Yeah, the answer is of course, okay. Can you finish my thought? Not this time. No, there are two drashas. Well, yes, there are two separate drashas. There are two psukim. The point is there are two psukim. the chasav lot in the first get, and then when the woman remarries, usnea isha haron chasav lot. That's not my thing. That's what the Gemara says. There are twice you have two psukim, two chasav lots. So what's going to turn out possibly is that according to Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir would say that the second chasav lot would refer to the ksivas haget. No, but I haven't seen anybody say that, but you have to go digging in the Achron. Somebody's going to say that. It's kind of obvious at this point, I think. Right, but the point is that Ephraim's question was a very good question. The Gemara here is focused on having a get written for each of the women, and the source of it is the Chasav Law. One Chasav Law, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yud, tells us, one Chasav Law is to teach you the Shema, and Rabbi Meir reads that the Chasav as the Chasam. That's why he requires chasima l'shma, not ksiva l'shma. Fila mitzvah ba'ashpa for Rabbi Meir, it's good, as long as you sign it afterwards. And the Gemara says the second drasha is v'chasav lava lava chaverta. So it seems to me, even Rabbi Meir is going to be modeh probably, v'chasav lava lava chaverta goes on the ksiva saget, not on the chasima saget, because here the Mishnah assumes that chasima is good for multiple gittin, as long as it's clear the chasima is on multiple gittin, not just on the last one. And especially with Rav Yirmiyah, who says, oh, the Mishnah is not Rav Elazar, which means the Mishnah must be Rabbi Meir. How could Rav Yirmiyah think, unless you say the two Mishnahs are split up? The first half is Rabbi Meir and the second half is not, which is a little bit of a stretch, not impossible. So it really sounds from the Gemara that even Rabbi Meir reads the Chasav Law, one of them, as Ksiva, not Chasima. Good question. Okay. So I apologize to those of you who didn't get through the Gemara, because you'll see what you get there. That it adds up. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question against this interpretation. Maskif law.
Rabbi Abba, Rabbi
No. You just made a mistake. You ran a stop sign and you totally slaughtered it. What did he do wrong?
Maskif
Rabbi Abba. He asked a question against what was just said in the Gemara. L'Rabbi Yochanan da Amar Zman Echad L'Kulan. Yeah, why do you know if you have separate gittin? How do you know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, just because they have one Zman, how do you know that they're signed on anything but the last one? Okay, and Milo Tanya. So Edom who are signed on Shela Shalom in the get are pasul. We're afraid they will only sign the Shela Shalom. This might strike you as very odd. Do any of you understand, besides Ephraim, what this means? Yeah. Shimmy?
Like, I guess if at the end of the get you added have a nice day and the Edom were below that, then it would be pasul?
That's not a bad way of putting it. We say hi there, by the way, and we said hello. We send our greetings. It's like, really? That's what you put it again? And, might you just doodle smiley faces on the side of the get while you're at it? So apparently this is a standard feature in Shtaros. They used to have She'ela Shalom in, I think, how is his last name pronounced? Do you know? Is it Gulak? I've never heard it said either. He has a sefer, a scholar, called Hashtaros B'Talmud, and he compares to how it was done in antiquity. So in antiquity, typically, I think the Shela Shalom was written at the beginning. You do, by the way, if you want to see, but it's not a get, it's not a shtar, it's in epistolary literature, which means letters. When you send letters, so there, it's at the beginning, I think. If you look in the Gemara and Sanhedrin about the Kiddush HaChodesh stuff, or the Yibar Shana stuff, there seems to be, Shlama, Shlam Alachon, I think that's at the beginning. But apparently in Jewish Shtaros, it was written at the end. It's kind of like that, except for it's not best wishes. Because it's like saying they're only signing in the best wishes. They're not signing on the get. But no, here, so that is, it effectively is the same thing. Maybe they're only signing on the Sheila Shalom, right? What's that? Oh, I don't know. I don't know enough. So anyway, apparently the Braisa said if you have Sheva Shalom at the end, maybe you're only signed. Adam only signed in the Sheva Shalom. Have a nice day. We don't testify to anything that you described happened here, but we testify that you should have a nice day. It's very good. That's very good. So The Gemara's answer is, go ahead. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan explained what this brisa, which is. Yeah, it depends whether you write at the end of the get. Sha'alu is kasher. You write without a vav, so it's like a new topic. Period, new sentence. Vishalu, a conjunction, means there's all one thing. The get and the she'ala shalom are all part of the same events. And when the Edom sign below, so that's what the Edom are signed on. I actually believe that it doesn't say, this is the way it's written, is that it describes something that was done. That we asked the greetings of, we gave peace to, or something like that. It's not just, have a nice, it's not a tzivoy, have a nice day, but it actually testifies to something that they said, that somebody greeted somebody. Like, ushi'ilma bishlama de. Okay. So the Gemara says, if you put a vav on, so it's testifying to everything. Incidentally, and we're not going to go further here in the Bavli, the Rishami really focuses the entire thing on vavs. And as Rabbi Yochanan believes, the vav makes the entire difference. And Reish Lakish thinks that a vav doesn't make a difference. In fact, Reish Lakish believes, he must not have had the Rishami, they don't have this brisa, but Reish Lakish believes that when the Sheila Shalom at the end, it doesn't matter whether there's a vav or not, it's kosher. The Edom must sign what's above, because what are they signing in this for Sheila Shalom? They're obviously signing on the get. Which is, by the way, raises an interesting perspective, on a philosophical perspective, on how you're relating to the kashrus of a shtar. Rabbi Yochanan is highly formalistic. Reish Lakish is much more common sense. Right? Reish Lakish's position is like, why would they be signing in the sketch just to sign on the best wishes? But sincerely, or have a nice day, doesn't make sense. And Rabbi Yochanan is formalistically concerned. If Sheila Shalom is separate from the rest of the get technically, because there's no conjunctive of, then maybe the get should be, maybe they're not signed on the get, they're only signed on the Sheila Shalom. But in the Bavli, they don't really go further. So the Yerushalmi goes further, and they go to the Sugya in Shavuos and the Darim, how when is a statement with multiple pieces to it one oath, and when is it multiple oaths? If you violate, how many karbanos you bring, etc. But that's not where the Bavli goes. The Bavli understands that Rabbi Yochanan just says, Sha'alu is not part Vishalu, is part, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have one Zman, and then you say, Ploni Giresh Es Plonis, Ooh, Ploni Giresh Es Plonis, Ooh, Ploni Giresh Es Plonis, and then you're fine. Ooh, Ploni, we got to teach him. He didn't take Hebrew 1205, so he didn't learn how you vocalize your vowels. Before the letter,
I learned this at some point.
The labial letters, Osios, Beis, Vav, Mem, and Pei, you have an U in front of, and Shvaz, you have an U in front of. That's the general rule. Okay. All right, so the Gemara says, that's how Rabbi Yochanan explains. So now the Gemara says, one second, the two, another question. Now the Gemara is assuming right now here that the dates are not the same, right? That it wasn't all five getting in one day. So the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would it be possible just because? Why would the first four be no good because it's Zman L'Chalachav Echad? It should be no good because it's Muktam, right? In other words, if it says on Sunday Ploni Girish is Ploni, on Monday Ploni Girish is Plonis, on Tuesday Ploni Girish is Plonis. The reason why the form of the first gittin are no good is not because they don't have edim on them, it's because it's a get muktam, yeah? That's the answer. Exactly. So you could have written the Gemara. Okay. Go ahead. Each one is on Sunday. Sunday was a good day for these get. Okay. And they had a fight over Shabbos. All these five women come to the Pesachim. You know, on Sunday, we want to divorce our wives. Let's just get this over with. Let's not, there are different hashkafas in paperwork. I was at two weddings yesterday. I'm new. Poor Rabbi Eisenman. I hate this. Whenever you get married in New Jersey, if any of you get married, I mean, it's a shame all of you get married and you want to get married. I like weddings at Romer. They're really great. They're just perfect. But I hate weddings in New Jersey because no matter where they are, how close, because you have to fill out the form four times. And years ago, they took out the carbons. Another time I'll tell you a story of when I didn't realize that. It's the exact same form. It used to be carbons. So you'd write on one. You know what the carbons are, Beth?
No.
Yeah. Carbons are like these, it's like black things that go in between two pieces of paper. When you write on one, the pressure pushes down and ends up creating the exact same thing on the copy below. So there used to be four copies, three carbons in between them. And I was once beside there, and I realized they're no longer putting the carbons in. I asked them why. Recently, I spoke to the registrar and asked them why. Because if you make a mistake, then it'll be on all of them. Yeah, I know, but if you make a mistake on the only two copies that count, you're messed up anyway. You're going to have to get them to say so. Whatever. Some bureaucrat decided that. The bottom line is that in New York, you just fill out one. That's all you have to do. So apparently, this basin belonged to the New York school. So this basin decided that, that's why Eisenman, if you saw the petition, like he was busy picking up four copies. When he said the eight assigned, witness assigned four times, that's why. Because four copies. And the latter two don't even count. You don't need them. One is for the chasen and kala, which is legally meaningless. That's not a wedding, not proof of marriage. And one is for the tzadik kiddushin. So if you're in a rush, you just fill out two of them. Anyway, so apparently this Beis Din was of the New York school. And they didn't want to have to write five separate gittin, especially if you hold like the Rambam, where you don't even have to write five tofsim. You can write one tofes. So then the only question, so this was the Shabbos, was a messy day. All these women burnt the cholent. And they were following, the husbands were following Shitas Beisil, Afilo, Ticha, Tafshilo, and therefore they were all coming to Beis. And that's the case, but it's all on the same day, Jonathan. Okay, go ahead. So Hechi Dami. Hey, it should be Hechi, probably. Hechi Dami.
Yeah, Bach just has Hechi.
Yeah.
No,
Hechi Dami Klal. If according to Reish Lakish, writing the date once and saying Ploni Girish is Plonis, Ploni Plonis, Ploni is Plonis, Ploni is Plonis, how else? How do you make it? How do you make it a Klal? So he says. Okay, so the way you make it a Klal for Reish Lakish is you say. Ploni or Plonius, Ploni or Ploni, 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 Girshu Ashnuis, Ploni, Ploni, Girshu is Ploni, Plonis, 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 Plonis. Yeah.
Isn't that explicit in the original Brita? In the original statement?
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's like the original, when you're originally quoting Rish Lakish, Elohim,
he's not a Yes, 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 one second. No, wait for the next line. Uh-huh. So you know why? That's why the Vav should be in there, actually. I take the Bach's, it makes sense, the Vav. You're right. The Vav should be there because it's all part of the same statement. That the Reish Lakish Tremas Amanachas Kol Retovas Hava, Vehechi Dami Klau, the Sibbe Halcheanu Ploni Ploni. In other words, we know that already. So then, Nimsa Shtei Nashim is Garsha Spaghetti Acha, Vatara Amra. Right, velo lo lachaverta. So you get, you know, get can only be for one wife. So the Gemara says. And as according to Reish Lakish, you have, and this the Gemara will say later, you have one zman, you have a statement, you have a psicha hakolalas, I'll call it that, for those who get to get the reference, the Prima Gadim's introduction to Sefer is called the psicha hakolalas. So you have a psicha hakolalas, ploni, 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 girshu, plonis, plonis, plonis. And then you say, you repeat yourself, ploni girish is plonis, ploni is plonis, ploni is plonis. That's it. So it's klal uprat. Okay, as the Gemara will say in the Maskana, there has to be only one zman. Okay. Now, in other words, one zman alone is not enough for Reish Lakish. But if you did a klal uprat, but you had multiple zmanim, that would break it up for Reish Lakish. Okay, so the Gemara answer. Now the Gemara says, go ahead, I'm going to Ravina Ravashi. All right, a man gives his two avadim. He gives each of them a shtar that says, "I'm giving you all of my assets," and he gives it to them at the same time. So the Gemara says, so the assumption is that they have to free each other because we don't know who is really going free, and they split the assets. But the question is, if in shnei noshim miskarshos to get achas, well, shtar shichur is the exact same thing for an eved. So how can that work? So the Gemara answers. No, we said that case is two shtaras given, one to each eved, and they're given at the same time. They're given, how are they given at the same time? They're given to
There are two ways to do it. You could give it to your Eved and say, you're not Kona until. You could give it to each one, you each Kona at 12 p.m. today, or you can give it to a Shaleach that's both of their Shaleach, and you put it in a sack, then he picks up the sack at the same, or you put the sack into his hands at the same time, and therefore the two are getting into his hand at the same time, and therefore it is. There is such a thing, you know, it's one of the sort of meta questions that goes around both in the laws of nature and in Chazal and Halacha. When it's dependent upon that, is it ever possible for there to be simultaneity? Can two events really happen at the same time? So it's not clear in the physical world how easily you can establish such a thing, but it is certainly eshel l'tamsim legally, because when you're dealing with a legal halos, all you have to do is say, I don't want it to be hal until time X, and if you say it for both, then you can create tzimtzum, you can create simultaneity. But in the physical world, it's not so clear that for absolute purposes, there's such a thing as simultaneity. Certainly anything that human beings control. Right? You can have, probably you can have. I don't know. Maybe not. All right. Fine. Tanya Kavase de Rav Yochanan, Tanya Kavase de Shach. Ephraim, you take over, please. Okay, but you can ask your question first. Yeah, the point is, b'chad b'shaba, b'chad b'shaba is no good according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it's tofes the halacha b'yachad. So if you differentiate, you wrote some other way of referring to the same time, that it's not going to solve you any problems. Right? And the whole purpose anyway is just to establish that there's no muktam. So however you like it, either way, if each one gets its own zman, you know, even if one says, one is to the date of Alexander's Minyan Ashtaris, and one of them is the Minyan Brias Olam, and one of them is L'Hakamas HaMedina, and one of them is to the U.S. to the Declaration of Independence. If they're all the same day, then if they're not the same day, then the other ones that are earlier are going to be possible because they're Muktam. If they're the same, if they actually refer to the same day, then the problem is it's going to be Tofes L'Hachachachad, but it should work, at least, for the Eidei Mesira. Okay. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, the Brisa presents, and the two Brises against each other are actually very interesting. Again, these Brises, as far as I know, don't exist anywhere other than here. So, and in particular, the Yushalmi doesn't know of this Brisa, as far as I'm aware. So, the Brisa says, if you write Ish Ploni Megarish Plonis, a Ploni Plonis, a Ploni Plonis, and you write one Zman, that's the key point, and the Edim are signed below, they're all Ksherim, and you give it to each one, you're going to have to give it. The problem is tinasin chalachas v'yachas. You're going to need Eidei Mesira, not because you need Eidei Mesira, but because otherwise you're not going to have proof that they got it. And ironically, in order to make it work for any of them, you have to have. I guess no. I take it away. You don't need scratch what I said. That was stupid. Well, you do need Eidei Mesira at the end of the day, because only one of them, only the woman left holding the get, will be able to remarry. Odd. Okay. Anyway, but Zman. Right, so this price is exactly like Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of the Mishnah. Zman l'cholachar b'echad is called tofes. Zman echad l'kulam is considered is a klal. All right. Now, go ahead. So what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir's position? He's more lenient. He says you can write a zman for each of them as long as you don't leave any space between. Any space that you have get, the next line is zman, the next line is the new get. If there's no blanks, we assume the eidim go on everything. Now, we may not accept this, but we don't accept this. But we do have this principle. The concept is elsewhere, right? When you write a ksuba or a get or any other shtar, you know what you're not supposed to do, and will invalidate the shtar. If you're marchik the edim from the ksav, like shnei shitim, I don't know exactly how that's defined.
If the Eidim are a distance from the Ksav, then we are afraid that, I don't know, we're afraid not that, that stuff was erased or something like that. I think that's the Hashash. And maybe, or something, I don't know, because something added in, but you can't be Marchik Eidim and Ksav. So here, if you, again, it doesn't undermine the Tanakhana's position. Rehu the Messiah's position might be, as long as there are no blank lines whatsoever, we assume that it's one continuous thing. So you're putting a blank line in says, oh, new potentially new topic. Yes, Yonah.
So it doesn't matter whether it is modern or not. You think, even if there's not, it's okay as long as you don't make the space.
Correct. He's saying each could have its own Zaman as long as there's no space, yes.
Yeah,
yes, he's different than Rabbi Yochanan. This holds like Kana Kama. All right, now let me. All right, let's finish the Bryce again. So Rish Lakish, the Bryce has both, has the Klal and now it has the Pratim. Go ahead. And this is a really interesting position here. Siman l'chol achad v'yachad, the revach l'chol achad v'yachad, what's the din? Still good. I'm sorry, did I get that wrong? Is the net? No, only the one on the bottom is good. Right, I'm sorry. Remeir Omer. So what emerges according to the Tanakhama is this. Let's say there's no revach, but there's man for each one. What's the din? It sounds like Rehudim Misera's position. And Rameir says no. Rameir says no dice. If there is a date in between, it's no good. Okay, now the Gemara asks. Ha'amar is Zman Echel Echulam, is still Nami Tofes. So what's the point of introducing the multiple Zmans to break it up, right? In this Braisa, The part of the Braisa that's like Reish Lakish is the part, the opening part. Rashi observed. The Reish is like Reish Lakish. The Reish is like Reish Lakish because you have to say, Ploni or Ploni, Gershu, Nishas, Gershu, Ploni, Saplonis, Ploni, Gershu, Ploni, Ploni is Ploni, and so on. But the latter half of the Braisa suggests that it only is broken up if you have Zman L'cholach HaBeachad. If you have Zman Echad L'Kulam, then it's fine. So the question is why? Reish Lakish says that Zman Echad L'Kulam is still not sufficient. So the Gemara answers. Okay, once you arrive at the beginning as the opening statement, and then you have the tail, so then only, you know, what do the Edom look at this and think? So only if it has Zman L'Chol HaVeachad are we concerned the Edom might only be signing the bottom one. Okay. So here's a question for you. If there are no Eidei Mesira, right, first, any questions so far? If there are no Eidei Mesira, and the Eidim are only clearly signed on the bottom get, take a case where it's Tofes, the Chalach HaBeachad. So, what is the status of the first four Gittin? Shemi?
Pasul Gittin?
What does Pasul mean?
I think they wouldn't even work in the Raita.
Okay. And let's say the husbands, after doing this, drop dead. They get hit by falling space debris. They drop dead. Now, can their wives marry Kohanim?
I would say probably yeah for the first four, because I wouldn't even think, would there be Reach HaGet? I'm not sure.
You're thinking too hard. Forget Reach HaGet.
Yeah.
Safek Get.
Did Safek Get the first four?
Yeah. How do you know the Eidim weren't signed on the first four? It's not clear. Who says that? You can't look at this. The Eidim can sign at the bottom of the get on all the gittin if they want, right? If we do it properly. So the problem is, we did something that made it possible that the Eidim are only signing on the bottom one. Right? When you have the Sheila Shalom, Sheila Shalom case, when we say pasul in that case, really, is vaday pasul? It's nothing? It's not even reyach aget? It's not even a suffix? Because we just assume, of course, they only signed the Sheila Shalom. Or is it just maybe they only signed in the Sheila Shalom? So let's take a look at the Ran. Brian, you want to say something? Let's take a look at the Ran. It's a very important Ran. A very important Ran. I don't know if it's discussed anywhere, but conceptually speaking, it is a very important Ran. The Ran is on the Sugya. He writes on Zehu Tofes. Tell me when you have it. It's shortly after the Gemara begins. What's that? The Dibur Masl I have is Zehu Tofes. It is not on the Mishnah. Yeah, because the Eino Kasher Gamur are the first words in it. Shema, you have it? The Eino, I'll read. The Eino Kasher Gamur, Eloha Achron, Avala Vishon and Besafik, the Hinkasev Aram Mamzel, the Peridal Mehokos Kerishin, Dumi de Maidamrinan, Sha'alu Pasol, Chayshin and Shema Shela Shal Chasru. So Hachinami, Chayshin and Shema Alachron Bovar Chasru. Umihu, Shema Alavishonim Nami Chasru. Umishamachi Havi Le Safik Migureshes. The Ran says, V'li nira efshar, I love that, V'li nira efshar. The chevon she'en ha'edus mizbarer u'molchiach harei edu ki'ilu ein kan edim kla. U'deka'amar ha'chayshinon ene elatam hapsul. U'mihu min kat l'chumra adif tzei. So what did the Ran say? I don't think so. It's not fair to formulate it. Shimmy?
It seems that he's saying that the definition of Eidos is something that's clearly testifying. And if it's not clearly testifying, it's not Eidos.
Yeah. Now, the challenge, of course, you would face is Chayshinan Mal Shela Shalom Chasru. But you could explain that that case is... I mean, one wonders about that case. That case might be, like the Mepharshim explained Reish Lakish and the Yerushalmi... Come on, of course they're signed on the get, but they're signing on the have a nice day. So there were choshesh, but really Medina is a good get. But here, where it's unclear, completely, because they could just be signing the last one, if it's not clear, the signing the others, it's not even a suffix get. Where have you, can you think of any other such concept that might be parallel to this, that you've learned? Perhaps in the very, very recent past. Like the very, very recent past. Right? Ryan? Yeah, the Muchach Mitoch of Rabbi Meir. Now, it's a little bit, I mean, it's different, but it's not different. What's that? The Ran, I don't think, likes Tosis. Within Rabbi Meir.
The Ran, the previous Ran. If you look, it's on the same page. If you're Neros Vahadar. Are you Neros Vahadar? It's on the right column, the second wide line. V'zel dochak, the shnei gitin shaman katan, and fichon erach nafil or meir, lo b'inem mochiach mitocha.
So no, it's... so yeah, it's a really interesting idea. Now, in other words, if the Eidei Chasima are going to be karti, the Eidei Chasima have to be clear. I mean, I'm still bothered by the Sheila Shalom case. And again, unless you say that the Sheila Shalom case was just a chumrah. That was a chashash, but this is not a chashash. That's a chashash because who signs on Sheila Shalom? This is a real chashash, this is a real concern because it might only be signed on the last get. You have no way of telling.
Okay.
Now, there's one more issue that has to be dealt with, which is, how would Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, if you write a get with ploni, uploni, uploni, girish, uplonis, 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 ploni, girish, ploni, ploni, girish, ploni, uploni, girish, ploni, what would it then be according to Rabbi Yochanan?
klal and then prat. What would the din be? So on,
what does the Rif say? Tanya kavasa de Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya kavasa de Reish Lakish, v'hilchasak Rabbi Yochanan.
Now, is it true that we don't pass the like Reish Lakish if we pass the like Rabbi Yochanan? I know, that seems like crazy. So the answer is no, we might still pass the like Reish Lakish. That there's the two aspects to Reish Lakish is in. Aspect number one is that in order to be klal, you need ploni, 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 girshu, plonis, plonis, plonis. But number two is that you can break up it. You can break that up subsequently and avoid lava lachaverta by putting in the pratim then. So the Rashba here suggests, he thinks that the Rif holds, because the Rif doesn't say that the halacha would also be like Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan would agree with that then. It's not conceptually impossible Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that then. But because he didn't say that, the Rif must be paskening that Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. And we hold that if you put, and therefore, if you put ploni, 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 girish, plonis, plonis, plonis at the beginning, even though you're choser and mefaret, it's a problem of lava lachaverta. That's what he suggests of the Rif. And Ron doesn't even think about it, and others have suggested that no, that's not what the Rif is thinking. The Rif just thinking on the issue that they argue about the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. Not that Rabbi Yochanan never clearly disputes Reish Lakish's contention that as long as you are mefaret subsequently, that the klal passes anything. And the Rambam, if you take a look in your Rambam, in Perek Dalet Halacha Yutes at Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam writes, Kosav anu ploni uploni, gerashnu nishosenu plonis uplonis, vehishlim haget. So you just wrote the klal of Reish Lakish. You finished the get. Afal pisha nimsa lachalachas mehen ve'edim misir eno get. It's no good she'en shnei nashim misgarshus b'ket echad shenem v'chasav la v'lo la l'chaverta. But chazar upratan v'soch haget, v'kosav ploni girish plonis uploni girish plonis, Bizman ploni, hare elukshir. So the Rambam paskins in Dalet Yutes like Rabbi Yochanan, but like Reish Lakish as well. In fact, no, you didn't see that yet. When we read Yutes, that's where the Rambam paskins Rabbi Yochanan and Yutes, he's paskins that Reish Lakish's klal doesn't invalidate a get if you're chazar parat. That's what he says. Okay. You know, once more, edit, let's just read that first Rambam so you can see at least his sheet about what the case of the Mishnah is. Chamisha shekasu gerechad, salach yudches, v'chamish nishosem, im kasvu b'chlau, kegon shekasu b'kach b'shabes, girish ploni l'plonis v'ploni l'plonis, dekach amar kol echa mehen l'ishto lichi b'tevin l'chol tofes haget, u'shneidim choslim, u'mat harez haget, kosher v'inasim l'chachzach z'meidim esira. You have to give it to Eidim Esira. Why? Why does the chasim work? Well, it does work. It's just that you won't know. You won't have riot. So he says, "V'im ein sham edim esira klal, kol mi shetetzei megillah zo mitachas yadim agreshes." Whoever's holding the get is divorced. Avalim kosa bekach b'shabes girish ploni leplonis v'hishlam aget v'hiskol tach of get acher v'oso megillah v'kosa uvayom zeh o bekach b'shabes girish ploni leplonis v'hishlam get asheni v'chenat shehishlam kol akitim v'edim umata im nitna megillah zo lechol achas mehen shemi v'edim esira harei kula megurashos because it's the mazirk mitochas muchach. Against the Ran. This is the Ram the Ran was quoting. But the Ran said, it's a suffix in that case, is the Ramam. It's not that it's a vadai, not a get. Okay. So that is this. Any questions? I don't think I've left stones unturned here for the moment, at least. No questions.